The pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Hamotzi Asam Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the burden of the servitude of Mitzrayim. So this source, that language of Hamotzi Aschem, is actually the source of the language that we use in our bracha. We make a bracha on bread of Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Hey Daf Lamed Vav explains that that's the reason why we say Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz instead of Motzi Lechem and Aretz, because Hamotzi is reflecting on the past and the future, and therefore with the Hey beforehand, that is a more correct usage of the bracha, and therefore this this gives us permission, so to speak, to talk about another aspect of Hamotzi. I think last year we spoke about pizza, so this year we will talk about the controversial issue of mezonos rolls. And what I want to do is I want to give mezonos rolls a fair shake, because in America, for sure in America, there's a very hard line against mezonos rolls, and the Rabbanim are often very harsh against them. A few weeks ago, I think in the Gourmet Glot circular, they advertised mezonos rolls. So I got a lot of questions about how can Gourmet Glot, it's under the VOD, how can they sell mezonos rolls? Is this correct? Is it not correct? Anyway, it turns out that the company that makes mezonos rolls isn't under the VOD, so they were independent of the VOD, so that wasn't the VOD's issue. But nevertheless, there seems to be a lot of tension, and a lot of different opinions about mezonos rolls, so I want to show that it's complicated, and that both sides of the argument have more than what to rely on. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samaches notes in Machlokes Rishonim, how do you define if something is mezonos or not? How do I know if something is mezonos? How do I know cake is mezonos and, you know, challah is not? What are the rules? So the Gemara, so the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch brings three definitions of what we call pas haba b'kisnin, which is the general term for something that's mezonos. Either it is something that is crunchy and crumbly like a cracker is something that's mezonos. Something that is filled or a pocket that has something on top of it, something that is sweet. And the last thing is what we care about is something where the dough is mixed together with something sweet and it has a sweetness to the dough. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Samaches Sif Zayin, V'yesh Omrim Shehi Isa Sheirev Ba Dvash, V'shemen Ochala V'minei Tavlin V'afa, some sort of dough that's mixed together with sweet ingredients, V'hu Shehiya Tam Taroves HaMeperos or HaTavlin, and it has the taste of the flavor of the fruit juice or the spices, Nikar B'isa, it is noticeable in the dough. And that is an important language, because the Shulchan Aruch says that it becomes mezonos if there's a noticeable difference between regular bread and this new type of pasta b'kisnin. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim shezen nikra pas gamor. No, if it's just noticeable, that's 100% bread. For us Ashkenazim, what do we need in order to make something mezonos? Alim ken yesh bam har beitavlin or dvash kimine masika shakarin lekach. Has to be like a cake. Very, very sweet in order for it to be mezonos. Shekimat ha dvash vatavlin heim ikar. It needs to be the main thing. If I don't notice something sweet about it, and it's not something that stands out, then it's not mezonos, says the Ramah, v'chei nogim, and this is the minog amongst the Ashkenazim. Now, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah's earlier work in Sifkas and Beis, the Darkei Moshe elaborates that on Shabbos and Yontif, we have sweet challahs. Even in the days of the Ramah, they would have sweet challahs on Shabbos and Yontif, and they would make a motzi on such things. So that's one of the proofs of the Ramah, that we see that we make hamotzi on these sweet types of challahs on our Shabbos or Yontif. So comes Rav Nosson Geshtetner, a well-known posik in Bnei Barak, and his Shuvas Lahoros Nosson in Chelek Zayin Simches. And he brings an interesting question against the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe. And he says, there seems to be a Magad Avram. The Magad Avram writes in Kuf Samaches, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well, both note, that when you eat mezonos with other foods at the Suda, you make kamotzi because of kviya suda. When you eat pasta babakistan, if I eat a certain amount of mezonos at the meal, and I sit down, if I cut myself half a chocolate cake, and I sit down to make that my lunch, and I eat it with, you know, some vegetables on the side, and some, you know, other things there, and that becomes the main part of my meal, with other things together. So the Magad Avraham says, I make hamotzi on such a meal. So he says, if so, says Rav Nosson Geshtetner, why is the challah that we have in Shabbos and Yontif a proof that we make hamotzeh and sweet challah. Maybe we make hamotzeh and sweet challah because I have cholent with it, and I also have fish, and I also have chicken. Maybe the reason why our sweet challah is hamotzeh is because it's coming together and making a suda with other things, and therefore it's raising its status, which is a very strong question. So he says, we always have other foods with sweet challah on Shabbos, and therefore maybe you could argue, or you couldn't argue without the other foods, one would make a mezonos. So he answers that the Magen Avraham is talking about a case where the mezonos, the passive of a kisson, is the ikr, the main thing, and the meat and the other foods are there to be eaten as tafel to the pas. For example, like a sandwich, right? I take the deli and I put it inside the bread. What's the point of the other foods, or I put it inside a something sweet together with it? Once I mix it together with the other foods and it's all mushed together and I make this other type of meal with the mezonos, so that becomes something that is hamotzi. But he says, on Shabbos and Yantif, the meat and the fish are not necessarily eating together with the challah. How do we serve our meals? We have challah first, generally, and then we take the challah away, and then we have the rest of the meal. So Nasan Geshener says, the Ramah is true. We see a proof from our challahs, because generally, again, I'm not talking about everybody's practice on Shabbos, but generally, you serve the challah, and then you're done with the challah, and you continue with the rest of the meal. The Magen Avraham is talking about where I have the bread and all the foods together, and all the foods together raise up the status of the bread, of the mezonos, to be something that you're kovei suda, you establish a meal with.
Isn't there a Gemara that basically talks about bread that you put meat on just for flavor of the bread. The bread was the meal. And when that changed, I mean, I think might be an empirical question. Are we talking the same facts now with one piece of bread and pot or a steak dinner versus, let's say, 1,500 years ago where bread was...
It was the main thing. That issue of the bread and the steak dinner is... It is what it is. We're not going to... That is what it is. But here, I don't know if it's the same thing.
Well, why wouldn't it be the same issue? Because one is the
you're saying you want to say that the bread becomes part of the main part of the meal? It could be that's the difference. The Magen Avraham is talking about where the bread is the main part of the meal, and everything is around the meal with it. And the Ramah, the Chiddush of the Ramah, is that we see that even if you just start the meal with challah and then put it away and can do everything else, it's still hamotzi, even with the sweet challah. Therefore, he says the dark emotion is a proof, and we see from there. Now, what's the definition of ikar, according to Ramah, right? We need to get into tachlis there. I'm making something, and I'm putting ingredients in it. What is the definition of ikar? How do I know if what I'm making is a mezonos or not? So look here at the Shla. The Shla writes in the Shar Osios Hagah, in Os Kuf, on the letter, on the Os Kedusha. So the Shla says, and this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it must be rove of the other ingredients, of the other liquid ingredients that are put in. The majority needs to be something sweet. He says, Perish
ha-dvash o ha-tam... Combined with all of them, or just each one?
Meaning, if I have to use 100 grams of liquid for whatever I'm making, it needs to be that, 51 grams are of a sweet ingredient that are going into that liquid. He says, ha-dvash o ha-tavim heim rov v'ha-ikar sha'is ha-nilusha behem. It's the majority. If you put in a lot, and the water is just a little bit of there in order to add texture to the dough, so certainly that would become pas above a kisson. And he goes on to give other examples as well. So the Shla and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understand that if the majority is fruit juice versus water, but even if you cannot taste the difference, it's still mezonos. And that's an important point number one that the Shla goes on to explain that is going to be used for those who make mezonos rolls, mezonos. If the majority is the sweeter liquid, even though I can't necessarily taste it, and it still becomes something that is mezonos. The Sefer Vezosa Bracha brings a long list of poskim who say that you don't have to taste the difference as long as there's a majority of the sweeter ingredient. And he concludes, L'sikum yeshmakum gadol lahakel u'levarech bore mina mezonos al isa shenilush barov meperos af she'em no sintami kari. Even if I don't really distinguish such a difference, but a sweet ingredient was put in there and it does become the majority. The other important source for our discussion is the Mishnah Berura, who's on the other end of the spectrum. The Mishnah Berura writes in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, he says, Harbei tavlin advash, what's a lomer shekol kach tavlin me'ura behen, You taste that there's something sweet in there. The tam yosim hakemach, more than just the flour. The chen bedvash, the shabman, the chalav, the honey, the oil, the milk. Be inyan shia harov. It's the majority. Mehen umiyat mayim shayezeh nirgash mehen hatam. That I can taste the difference, says the Mishnah Berurah. So this machlokas is going to be important. The Shlomo Shulchan Aruch Harav say, if there's a majority sweet ingredient, but I still can't taste it, it still becomes mezonos. The Mishnah Berurah says, I do have to taste it in order for it to become mezonos. So the Chazon Ish is citing the
Yochanan. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't require majority, it just requires taste.
He requires taste.
So
no, he says both. He says both. Sheh HaRov Mehen, Ven Nirgash. It has to be majority. And taste it.
The majority of the ingredients.
Well, it can't be the majority of the ingredients, because you can't make a cake if 50% of it is sugar. I don't know how to
the first
that.
Sugar.
I hear. So it needs to be. It needs to be a significant majority, a significant amount going into it. So the Chazon Ish is cited as saying that it's not an issue of rov at all. It's rather it's an amount where a person would taste the difference, and he doesn't really care about the difference if it would become like a mezonos and a snack. So let's turn to the first issue. Before we get to the controversy of mezonos rolls, let's discuss Sfardim and Challah. Sfardim and have a very difficult relationship with Challah. Because as we saw from the Beis Yosef, from the Shulchan Aruch, if there is any amount of any bit of sweetness than just regular water and flour, it becomes mezonos. So what do our Sephardic brothers do when they come to their Ashkenazi friend's house on Shabbos and they're not serving water Challah? They have a big issue here. So this is an interesting case where we have such a point over here. But amongst the Ashkenazi poskim, you find Rav Nevin Solomon's Mishnah Berurah citing Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who says that even Sfardim can make hamotzi on sweet challah, and also the opinion of Rav Yashiv cite a number of Sfardim as well. And so you have amongst the Ashkenazi poskim telling the Sfardim what they can do for their challah. The Stipler and the Ochas Rabbeinu and the Tshuvas Hanagos and the Chelakei add that since challah is being eaten at the Suda, it's not a snack, it's obviously hamotzi, and even the Sfardim can go and make hamotzi on the sweet challahs. Come, the Sfardi posted and say, we thank you very much, our Ashkenazic brethren, but, mind your own business, and don't tell us what to do. The Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul in the Or Letzion, in Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Beis, says that any time one tastes the sweetness in the challah, it's mezonos for Bnei Sfarad, it's the Pinner of Avad Yosef in the Abi Omer in Chelek Yud, again in the Chazon Avad in Hilchos Brachos, again in the Alkut Yosef in Shabbos in Chelek Gimel, saying again and again and again, sweet challahs, Sfardim may not make hamotzi on. And therefore, that's important to know. If you have Sephardic guests coming over for Shabbos lunch, you should make sure you get them a nice water challah that is not so sweet, so they can make a proper hamotzi.
Egg challah doesn't have to be sweet either.
It could be that even for many Sephardim, egg challah is too sweet for them, is too much. Again, that they can decide based on their own, but there are many Sephardim who will be makkah to only have water challah when it comes to their hamotzi for Shabbos, because they want to have Lechem Mishnah for Hamotzi. So I'm Ashkenazi, I will not tell Sephardim what to do, but you should be aware that there are many Sephardim who are careful to only have water challahs for Hamotzi on Shabbos. Let's turn now to really the main issue of the day, and that is mezonos rolls. The first thing we need to know is that we are assuming that you are having a small amount of a mezonos roll. You are not sitting down eating 8 mezonos rolls for your lunch, and you're not being really koveya suda. You're not sitting down and slicing up a mezonos roll, and this is all I'm having for the meal. We're assuming, according to all of the mekilim who are going to say to make mezonos on it, that you're having it in the form of a snack in some sort of small amount. That's the assumption. Once you upgrade it to a larger amount and it becomes your main meal, the sandwich of what you're eating, you're going to get into issues where they'll even tell you that maybe you should be koveya suda and make hamotzi. So that's the first step by mezonos roll. So you have here a list for you. I gave this to you so you can show all your friends and show off to them all of the great poskim who say that you can make a mezonos on mezonos rolls. Let's begin with no one, certainly a few people greater than Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, cited by Rabbi Batner in the Halachos of Brachos and Shuvah Kuf Samaches. And he says that if you eat less than 4 kadeshim of mezonos roll made with a majority of real fruit juice, even if it tastes similar to bread, then the brachos mezonos, 4 kibbutzim would be a nice bigger than your average roll. That would be a significant amount, a nice amount of challah. Then the brachos mezonos, because there's some taste of the fruit juice somewhere in there. And this is the minhag Yerushalayim, he says. And we will return to this again and again. We'll see that many of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael hold this to be the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. This is the case even if he uses the main part of the meal, he says. He says, for example, in the morning, let's say you have such a roll with coffee, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Abach, it's still mezonos. You're not eating enough. He says it's all about the amount. You have a mezonos roll with a coffee in the morning, you still make a mezonos. However, it must be actual fruit juice. It has to be a real mezonos roll. If they use concentrate that's diluted with water, the bracha would be hamotzi, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. It needs to be a real fruit juice, the actual juice itself. Now, these points are also brought down by the Minchas Yitzchak Tain Weiss and Chelik Tess, and Rav Vosner and Chelik Tess of the Shevet HaLevi, who note that the minhag Yerushalayim is to make mezonos on these rolls, even though you cannot taste a real difference. And they also question whether it can work for reconstituted fruit juice as well, in line with the Shulchan Aruch. So that's opinion number one. That on its own should be a significant opinion. But we'll add to it Rav Avadya Yosef in the Chazon Rav Avadya in Hilchos Brachos on page Hey. It says if you taste any bit of sweetness at all in the roll, then it becomes a mezonos. Three, the opinion of the Badatz Edel Haredes of Yerushalayim. You walk into any bakery in the society of Mezos HaBrach on page 18. You walk into any bakery in Yerushalayim, you will see stamped with the little stamp they put from the Badatz on the Mezonos rolls all over Yerushalayim. And they are certainly very, very religious and stringent individuals telling you that you can make a Mezonos on such things. Now, there's an interesting tshuva from Rosh Sternbach. Rosh Sternbach is the Av Beis Din of the Haredes. So he has a tshuva in Tshuvas Hanagos and Chelek Hei in Simen Samach Gimel, and he seems to be conflicted. What it appears is that he doesn't really like the idea of Mezonos rolls, but at the same time, he's the Av Beis Din of the Edel Haredes, so he kind of is trying to defend the practice of the Beis Din that he doesn't really agree with. So he writes that in principle he thinks Mezonos rolls are bread, because of the taste and the fact that they're used as a pseudo like bread, but he's also the Av Beis Din of the Edel Haredes, so he concludes, I didn't bring it over here, but he writes, Sof davar belachmanios behechsher edech haredes shnechal be'aviron. He says, I'll tell you about the mezonos rolls from edech haredes on the airplanes, on Elav. He says, those who reshum alav shubichasu mezonos, and it says the bracha of mezonos, v'pnei shesomchim shlonilush v'mayim chal, there's no water in them, it's only fruit juice, v'gam nikr b'ta'amo she'enu kalecha mamish, and you can tell that it's different than bread, it's softer, he says, v'somchim shekema shenasa l'saneg l'so'enu kalechem, it's not made for the purpose to be used like bread, v'akish shesavim venu im shar dvarim ein dinu kakoveh asuda. And he says, v'shapim v'varach mezonos, it's certainly fine to make mezonos. And then he writes that this is only a limud z'chus, and it's better to avoid mezonos rolls at all. Just don't eat them because of the question about the bracha. You see he's very conflicted about his position versus what he actually feels about mezonos rolls. Four, Rabbi Forst of our community in the Laws of Brachos on page 257 says you can have mezonos rolls if they're not eaten as the meal and there's more fruit juice in them than water. And he does conclude that it's best to avoid these altogether, like Rosh Sternbach said before. Next, the Sefer Pri Eliezer is a 600-page Sefer all about mezonos rolls, arguing that they are mezonos. 600 pages, bringing every proof that he can to argue that they are mezonos by Rabbi Eliezer Pollack, and he obviously feels they are mezonos, else he would not have spent all that money on printing. Next, Rav Asher, what?
They all agree you have more than a certain amount.
Correct. There's a certain threshold that will become hamotzi.
Until that point, that's the question.
Yeah, definitely everyone would agree that one roll is not in that category.
Okay.
Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher, in Chelik Beis, in Simen Chaf Gimel, has a tshuva to Rabbi Eliezer Pollack, the author of the 600-page work on mezonos rolls. So Rav Asher Weiss tells him that those who make hamotzi on mezonos rolls are making a brachal of atala. He says, those who think they're being machmer are actually doing the wrong thing. And they make a hamotzi, they argue that you're simply replacing the regular bread with these rolls at the meal, and you're being kaveh asuda. And he says, they understand that the makom, or the time that you eat the meal, establishes kaveh asuda, right? I'm eating this roll at breakfast, I'm eating it at lunch, I'm eating it at dinner, and therefore, by definition, this is kaveh asuda. That he says, this is what people think. So Rav Asher Weiss says that a meal replacement is not a meal. He says the fact that you're choosing a different type of food so you can run in and out quickly because you don't want a bench doesn't mean you're being kaveh asuda. It's not bread. It's something else. He says if having mezonos roll should be less than, he says you should certainly have less than what you would normally eat at a meal, but it doesn't have to be less than four beitzim. He says, if a person wants to make hamotzi on a mezonos rolls, so they would have to eat more than 21 and a half beitzim of mezonos roll, which is a lot. That's a very significant amount of the Pasuk Baba Kisten itself. And he says, in conclusion, that he doesn't believe the Jewish people are trying to get around benching by having mezonos rolls. And he says, they're b'nei nevi'ah, and we're klal Yisrael, do the right thing. And he says, mezonos rolls are perfectly fine thing to have and make a mezonos on. Next opinion. Rav Yosef Belanov is the Rav of Central Bnei Brak, Bnei Brak and Merkazi. So he has a sefer Sharei Mishor and Chela Gimel and Simen Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. So he writes that mezonos rolls are pasuba b'kistin mamish, 100% mezonos without question. This is the psak and the minig of Bnei Brak, and he's defending the psak of his father-in-law. His father-in-law is Rav Yehuda Landau, who's the Rav of Bnei Brak, the Rav Eir of Bnei Brak, and the one in charge of the kashrus of Bnei Brak. He goes into great depth explaining how they make mezonos rolls, how they make the raisin wine that's used in all the mezonos rolls in Bnei Brak, and the process, and he shows all the different intricacies, and they're noticeably different than regular flour and water as well. He notes, it tells a story that one time that they, in Bnei Brak, generally they make the ragalach out of the same dough that they make mezonos rolls. And he says that one time they forgot, generally what they do is they put a coating of, like a sugar coating, on top of it to make it even sweeter. So the one time they forgot to put the sugar coating on top, and nobody noticed the difference. They said, oh, it's a regular ragalach. Nobody was shocked by it. So he said, we see that the dough itself has enough sweetness. Maybe that's only to Bnei Brak. Lahoros Nasan, as we said, Nasan Gushtendra of Bnei Brak, says that if you're eating mezonos roll with something else, then it's not Kviya Suda and it's still mezonos. He says, you're eating the roll with a lot of other foods on the side, and this becomes the main thing, that maybe it would be hamotzi. And finally, Rav Azun, the Shevet Halevin, Cheleches, also of Bnei Brak, says that if it's proper, that a proper mezonos roll, then you can make mezonos on it if it's done in small amounts. He says, but to serve an entire Suda or an event and only serve mezonos rolls and not wash and seal sedayim is a zilzal in the mitzvah. Meaning, this, by all other standards, this event would be an event where you would serve hamotzi. You're only serving mezonos rolls because nobody wants to wash and bench. He says, that's a zilzal in the mitzvah and seal sedayim. It's not an appropriate use of mezonos rolls. It's not the right way that they should be used. They should be used as a snack. So those are the mekilim when it comes to mezonos. Those are significant opinions. And I would venture to say that anyone who would say that those who follow the school of mezonos rolls being mezonos is saying, is speaking strongly against gedolei gedolei aposkim, who certainly have the shoulders and the breadth of knowledge to decide that these are proper things to make a mezonos on. Let's turn now to the machmirim. Rav Nissen Karelis of Bnei Brak in the Chut Shani and Hilchos Brachos. So he says that people who use this as a regular meal in the place of bread and try to get out of benching are violating Isurim. He says this is Kviya Sudu with bread that requires Entiyas Sadaim and Berchas Amazon. And he says if it's a bit sweet, it's a Safek, but he says logic leans towards that these rolls should be Hamotzi. Next, the opinion of the OU, both Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Belsky, and the sheet of the OU in these matters. The Rav Belsky has an article in the Kovetz Mesorah, the first Mesorah journal that was published, that mezonos rolls is an oxymoron. There's no such thing, they write. And even if a mezonos roll has the physical characteristics of Pasuk Baba Kisten of mezonos, but it's functioning as a bread substitute, if it looks like bread, it tastes like bread, and it's used as bread, it is bread.
So if it's a hypothetical, if it was a soy substitute, that looked like bread, tastes like bread. See, I'm just taking to the...
Oh, so the, in that there's case, a, they would say...
It still requires the flour, right?
Because you need flour. You still need flour, so, because it needs to be soveya. It needs to have that aspect of flour that has that. Why mezonos have the same bread. Correct. It has to have that flour aspect to it. He says, it's of course possible to sweeten mezonos sauce to the point where they would taste like cake, but then it's not a mezonos anymore. You should just have cake. It's not a bad idea. But again, that's not what a mezonos roll is supposed to be. Next, Sefer the Makor HaBracha on page Kufnun Vav also says Rav Moshe Shaul Klein, who's the posek of Maina HaYeshua Hospital in Bnei Brak, he has the Sefer Kuntras Lachmanios. He says they're on mezonos rolls. He says they're actually hamotzi. Rav Yitzhak Barza is a Sfardi Rav in Yisrael, the Tshuvas Yitzhak Yirani and Chelik Vav Semen Yud, says they're hamotzi. Rav Yitzhak Abadi, of now living in Lakewood, writes in the Or Yitzchak and Chelik Beis and Orachaim Simon Samach Vav, Umei Kilim B'chol Inyan Zeh. those people who are lenient about mizonos rolls, who rak machmas atzlus chadoma, it is because they are lazy. Shemes atzlim litol yadayim, they are lazy to wash their hands. Vegam lomir birchas mazon b'orach, and they are lazy to say a long benching. He says mizonos rolls are just a tool used by people who are afraid to wash and bench. Next, where people, Jewish people, are afraid of two things, right? Having to bench and wash, and be inflation.
If nobody says anything wrong with having a meal without washing in the first place. I mean,
yeah.
So I don't understand. You should say, by not having bread, I'm avoiding washing the bench. So
because he wants to say that you're trying to get the aspect of bread without it being bread. That's his argument. He's going into the psychology of people. The Kuntras Beis Halachmi, which is a safe, or is a Kuntras, 72 page work, not 600 pages, 72 pages on why mizonos rolls should be hamotzi, makes such an argument. Rabbi Yitzhak Rubin of Har Nof, the author of the Orach Shabbos, a well-known posek in Eretz Yisrael, so he is also quoted as saying the mizonos rolls eaten at meals have the fashion of a bread are certainly lechem gamor. The Ber Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav in Chelek Ches, in Siman Lamed Vav, says that we should be mevatel the Indian of mizonos rolls. Let's just get rid of them. They're bad for the Jewish people. No more mizonos rolls, says the Deber Tzina Rav. So we have Gedolei HaPoskim on both sides. I just want to summarize the arguments used on both sides, and then we will bring everything together. Those who say that mizonos rolls are hamotzi make 3 points. The first thing is that you're eating, at a certain point you're going to reach the amount for kibbetzim, and you're going to be kaviya suda. You're entering into the realm of being kaviya suda. You're using it in order to establish a meal. That's point number one. The Mishnah Berurah says that, as we saw before, that you have to, if you don't taste real sweetness, it's not real in mizonos. That's point number two to be machmer for. And the third is as follows, and this is going to be really the nakuda, is when it comes to defining whether something is bread or not, is it a simen or is it a siba? Is it a cause or is it an effect? He says, we see that those people who are machmer to treat mizonos rolls as hamotzi, they say the conditions are a simen that show us what is bread, right? If it tastes, looks, and acts like bread, these are simanim, signs that show us it is bread. They go in the derech, this is the lamdus, they go in the derech of that the signs of the bread define what it is. It's a simanim to show us that it's bread. On the other hand, those who say it's mizonos, the Beis Yosef cites a Shiboli Haleket, says that Kviya Suda only occurs at breakfast and dinner. There's such a sheet in the Rishonim. It's not being considered Koveya Suda unless it's breakfast time or dinner time. So if you grab a mizonos roll in between any of those meals, 100% it's not going to be mizonos according to the sheet of the Shiboli Haleket. That's another reason to be Mako. That's number one. We saw the Shla, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Maharsham, who say that even if you have a majority of fruit juice, but it doesn't taste like it, it's still going to be mizonos. And then the conditions of Passover Kisnin, of being mizonos, they argue, are a siba, meaning it's the reason that makes it mizonos. Even doesn't have the signs of what is mizonos, that's irrelevant. Because once I've followed the rules state, if I have a lot of fruit juice, it is mizonos. At the end of the day, it looks similar, it tastes similar to bread. That's not my fault. I followed the rules of how to make a mizonos in Shulchan Aruch. You don't like the way my recipe turned out? That's not my fault. But this is mizonos according to halacha. This is the siba. This is the reality of what I was told to do. So Rabbi Badner writes in Lachos HaBrachos on page 498, and he makes a very correct distinction. He says that it depends on the location and how people in that location use mizonos rolls. So I think what we would see is that in Eretz Yisrael, it is a very common thing to walk into any kosher bakery and to have piles of mizonos rolls, and people chop them for a snack in between, a filler in between the meals and throughout the day. And that's appropriate for that location. It appears to be that in America, there is a stronger stance against mizonos rolls. And in America, we generally treat these rolls, whether they're sweet or not, as part of the meal for bread. It's not common in America to, in between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to grab something that looks and tastes like bread. We generally have these things at the meal itself. So it seemed to be, again, Rabbi Bodner's not making the distinction Eretz Yisrael in America, but it would seem to be that, you know, in America there's a leniency towards mizonos rolls being more hamotzi, and in Eretz Yisrael there's a leniency towards mizonos. But each person should follow the psak of the of their own community and should make the proper brachos, but also respect the fact that, you know, other people have different shitas when it comes to these things. You know, personally for me, I always find it ironic when I'm on a flight through a flight to Eretz Yisrael, and I get to wash on the mezonos rolls, and the secular Israeli stewardess is telling me, like, oh no, you don't have to wash on this roll. So it's just very funny how it works and how things turn out.
Well, it's just, I mean, I know it's not serious. I mean, when you have Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya Yosef, that basically has the leading postgame of both the Ashkenazi and Sephardic of Israel in the past 100 years.
Probably. Yeah.
So I mean, it's, they follow their postgame clearly.
For sure.
And it's probably leading, but it's not even as big as Rav Shlomo Belsky. They don't have the neither Rav Avadya Yosef or Rav Shlomo Zalman. I don't think you want to claim. I mean, they're both major.